Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 27th of March and as ever here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And idea one, and this is a quote from a guy called Ben Bilbao, who is the managing partner of a design business called Carmara, very successful, award-winning, fast growth business. And just an interesting quote about his approach to marketing. And it says, "Your business doesn't have to be for everyone. In fact, the more you try to make it everyone, the more vanilla it's going to be and the more diluted. It's good if people hate you. I think it's a sign you've got something special." That'd be a bit strong. I would like to think that anybody hates me. But I understand the whole issue here of you can't be all things to all people. Focus on the customers that you want to work with. And I guess the question for you to think about is, who are your best customers? And are your marketing efforts focused on them? Idea two is to build on that, to say, okay, if you're finding them, what are you doing to keep them? And a new study suggests that customer experience is more important than great products. 76% of UK consumers say having a positive customer experience with a brand is more important than the product itself. And clearly that doesn't mean to say you can actually sell rubbish, but the implication here is, no matter how high quality your product is, it's the customer experience that determines whether customers are going to come back for more. And again, there's a link to have a look at the survey in terms of what it says. But it links nicely with another results of a survey that I came across, which suggests in terms of the three top things that people irritate, frustrate them about customer service people. 84% of people are frustrated when the person dealing with them doesn't have the information they need. This whole issue of sales prevention officers. 66% of customers are most frustrated with interacting with employees who are rude or inefficient and unfriendly. And 72% say that valuing their time is the most important thing that a company can do to provide them with good service. So, do your frontline people know their stuff, courteous to their customers, and do they actually value their time? It might seem very, very obvious stuff, but there's still lots of people not doing it. 73% of customers say they love a business based on friendly customer service and will do considerably more work with them. How customer service friendly are you? And third example is to do something about this. In a world where customer expectations are ever increasing, the challenge for many businesses is to find ways to respond to customers quickly and personally. And traditionally, a great source of customer delight was frontline staff remembering a customer's previous order, responding accordingly. And for years, that's been a key competitive advantage, particularly for small local businesses, shops, restaurants, and pubs. Certainly been a good reason for me spending time and money in our local pub, The Beehive. Now, JD Witherspoons have come up with a 3D approach to actually making this thing work, and it's an app that makes this easier for you to buy from them, because you can sit in the bar, anywhere in the bar. You don't have to go up to the pub now and to the bar, and actually you can order your food and drinks from the comfort of your own seat, and the staff will actually come over and deliver them to you. Their order and pay app has been launched countrywide, and it actually allows people to become easy to buy from. And I guess some questions for you: how easy are you? What are the blockages that stop you being easy to buy from? What are your customers' problems and frustrations? How can you ignore them? And maybe you could actually look at how can you create opportunities to get personal. You'll see on andyhanselman.com, the article will actually have a number of toolkits you can download. Why not spend a bit of time out thinking strategically? Maybe in the Witherspoons pub to make this work for you. Have a great week now. Bye.